Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Welcome to your Irish part of your interviews.
Nice to see you. Nice. I came there a couple years ago. We filmed a game show that I lost, but I had a great time. I performed. It was Craig at the Crike.
I literally wanted to talk to you about this because your name is one letter away from one of the most important words in Irish English, our language.
Oh, really?
Which is crack.
The crack.
The crack den that you were at, right? That's the pun.
Yes.
Crack den. Well, you're C-R-A-I-G and crack is C-R-A-I-C.
Right, right.
So you're just one letter away. Are you crack, the crack?
Crack den means something different in America.
You see, we know what it means, but that's the pun. But it means something totally different. And that's what you would say to someone. Like, I can tell by the smile on your face, you are the crack, which is the biggest compliment you can get paid by an Irish person.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that warms my heart. Awesome.
Listen, this movie is awesome. Bad Guys too. I mean, it's like, you know, a Mission Impossible movie and Jason Statham movie and a George Clooney movie, and it's all wrapped into one, and it looks 11. This way.
All of that, they really raised the bar with the animation and the action sequences, and we can go to space, you know. And then they even gave my character some more disguises to jump in. So,
well, I wanted to talk to you about disguises, right? Because that's the thing about Mr. Shark. I mean, look, we suspend a lot of things. You know, he's huge, he's out of water, he's walking around the place. That doesn't matter. Mr. Shark is doing what Mr. Shark needs to do. But he's a master of disguise. But you, Craig, what are you like with disguises? Costumes. Have you a favorite Halloween costume you ever dressed up, or is it something you do?
Oh my gosh! If I could pull it up.
Oh, please do.
But I went as Prince one year. I think I have it. I know we only have a lot of time.
Keep asking. Yeah, I'm going to ask you more questions while you search for a picture of you as Prince.
I'm gonna look it up.
Okay. While you're doing that, if you can do two things at once, is you recorded all this in a booth, right? Like that's how you do these animation movies. So then have to have an extra skill set, which is, I guess, acting and performing to maybe the director, maybe a couple of audio guys, maybe a producer, but not the rest of the cast, right?
No, it was just the, I was in the booth, and then you got the director and then a couple of producers there. So, and they're amazing and talented and funny. So we all making each other laugh and, you know, expanding on the character as we go. So it was, a lot was found right there in the booth, yeah.
So you kind of improv, use that skill set you have of comedy and music and all that, and bring all that to the one scenario.
All of it comes to the forefront, and you can, like, be more expressive and, you know, really be running and, you know, just be way bigger, but you only get in the voice, you know, so it's like you get to do this big, crazy acting.
You've played bad guys like Mr. Shark. I mean, look, you've played my favorite bad guy of all time, Doug Judy. I mean, that guy, Pontiac Bandit, he's the greatest. But, like, how do you feel about those, inverted commas, bad guys? Because they're not really bad guys.
We are, you know, we're redeeming ourselves. You know what I'm
saying? Oh, hang on. Let me get close. Oh my, is that you? Seriously?
That's me.
That's incredible. It was worth the wait.
That's Purple Rain Prince right there, man.
Please, my social media team, zoom in on that because you have to see how good he looks.
You're welcome. This is exclusive. No one has seen this since that year.
Incredible likeness. You got the hair right, the little drips on there. Oh, it's
the makeup,
perfect.
Come on. But yeah, we're trying to redeem ourselves. So we start from this place of, you know, really humility. You know, the first scene is Wolf just in that broken down car.
Yeah.
You know, just showing how life, how we've fallen.
Yeah, and then you
post-prison.
Build it all back up. And then finally, just before I go, because it is an Irish audience we're talking to, you did come here. You did do a surprise show in the Crack Den. Did we treat you well? Did you enjoy your time in Ireland?
I cannot wait to come back.
Yes.
Top notch, man. I had a great time even just walking around. I got lost. It was awesome. Everything was awesome. I look back to coming and doing a proper tour there.
We would love to have you. Come back and lose another game show and then do a tour. We'd love to have you. And come dress as Prince and drop into my radio show. That needs to happen.
Wait, slow down. I'm going to promise that one.
Craig, congratulations on Bad Guys 2. I loved it. Mr. Shark's amazing. You're amazing. Thanks a million for taking the time today.
Thank you very much, and you're welcome.
And joining me now are two people I've chatted to a few times before, and I've always really enjoyed the conversations. The hilarious Awkwafina, returning as Miss Tarantula. You'll know Awkwafina from Crazy Rich Asians, The Farewell, Marvel's Shang-Chi. Anthony Ramos is also chatting. He's back as Mr. Piranha in this movie, but he's been in Twisters, he's been in Hamilton, most recently Transformers Rise of the Beasts as well. This guy does everything everywhere. Anthony, Awkwafina, welcome back to Ireland.
Hey, thank you. Happy to be back. Shout out Ballybunion.
Yes. Congratulations on this movie. It is so much fun.
I love that.
Miss Tarantula is an agile, eight-legged computer genius. How does that compare to you in real life? Like, are you the person in your family or household who's like looking after everyone's Wi-Fi, or are you, you know, you the one calling for help?
You know what? I will troubleshoot here and there. When I was little, I was the person that, you know, like blew on CDs and stuff like that. And I feel like I'm kind of, now I do it. Yeah. Fog it up sometimes, you know, do the shirt thing.
Got to.
Especially
the bootleg ones.
Yeah, I used to hit the TV on the side and it would balance.
And do you remember the cartridges for the Super Nintendo? And
you played out like a harmonica, dude. Yeah. I'd be playing those like a harmonica. Yeah, I know. So I do not mind troubleshooting. I love it. Live, laugh,
laugh. I'm glad to hear it. And Anthony, Mr. Piranha has many fantastic attributes, but one is his ability to pass gas, often in the most unhelpful of situations. How autobiographical is Mr. Piranha to you? Are they writing this because they know you too well?
Oh, Lord. My God. I'm so glad my character didn't have that aspect.
How autobiographical. I mean... Look, man, it's so real, it hurts, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I can relate to him a lot. Once I start putting the whole milk in the coffee, look, let me tell you something. Come on. All hands on deck, my brother. Take cover.
Yeah. When I was studying in university, okay, you know, silent library, everyone's like their heads down, they're in their books. This girl came down the stairs and she slipped, right? And everyone turned because they could hear her kind of hitting the steps as she went down.
Kid laughing.
When she hit the ground, farted. And the whole place, the whole library just erupted. It was the greatest moment of my life.
Yo, bro, that's crazy. Y'all all were cracking up. Kids are assholes, man. Like, yo.
First of all, that's horrible. Yo, how many steps did she fall down?
She fell down like
did anyone help her up?
Five steps.
Afterwards.
The steps too.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, after she fell, they were like, yo, everyone heard you fart. Yeah. She's like, I need an ambulance.
Yo, has anyone checked in on that girl?
I knew her. She was fine. She was just the most mortified human has ever been.
Did she leave the country after that?
She had to for a while. Okay, she went to France. Yeah.
I would too. Starting over in France.
Anthony, if you were in a real life heist, like the bad guys, but in real life, which member of this crew that you act with in this movie would you have with you? And you don't have to say Awkwafina because she's just sitting there. Like, you can be real.
Yeah, you don't have to. Yeah.
No, I mean, genuine. I think Awkwafina's smart.
Yeah?
She's really smart. She's, you know, tech savvy.
Abby.
Like, in real life.
She's playing harmonica. Yeah.
No, right? Come on.
We're rubbing those CDs. This is like, yeah, she's right up there.
Blow the CD.
That's all I can do. Yeah.
And speaking of heists, has either of you ever heisted anything from on set? Have you lifted anything from any of the movies you've been in?
I didn't steal it, but I was wearing like personal pants in a scene, like my own pants. And
personal pants is a great name.
My personal pants. Yeah. Is that your personal? There was a fake 50 in there.
Right.
Because I had been doing a money scene, but I didn't give it back. Right. It was just 150. It was 150.
And did you try and spend it?
No, I hung it on my refrigerator for a while.
Okay.
It was the last movie I would do. So I'd be like, it'll remind me of that time I was on set. Yeah.
Congratulations on Bad Guys 2. It's incredible. You guys are brilliant. Great to see you. Thanks so much for taking the time for having a chat.
Dave Moore on Today FM.